You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
It is a jam-packed Friday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Find out more by going to their website, dupaco.com, and find out more by going to our website as well at kgymradio.com. Happy Friday to you. Happy October to you as well on a sunny Friday with a chance of rain. A little bit of rain out there, especially to the west. And over toward the Tama Marshalltown area, some scattered showers, which could impact some Friday night games. Hopefully not yours, and hopefully no lightning out there. We're going to have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you coming up on the program today. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. Your chance to do that comes up in about 35 minutes or so. We'll talk about the weekend in sports, college football, professional football, etc. Iowa and Maryland. We'll concentrate on that as it is a Friday night showdown in College Park as the Hawkeyes undefeated take on the Terps undefeated as well. We'll get your thoughts about that. We'll give our thoughts about that as well. And always, your thoughts and comments are welcome at 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. Thanks for tuning in on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, your KGYM mobile app. Please download it. And your smart speakers. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes to join me coming up in a moment from the southwest side. Andrew on the other side of the glass here today, running the show solo for the first time today. And we'll make sure it's a smooth trip. Please put your tray in the upright position, Andrew, as we take off. All right, Iowa and Maryland coming up to my tonight. Mark, good afternoon, first of all. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well. Hope you are as well. And, yeah, just about 4 hours from kickoff in College Park.
Yeah, and Iowa and Maryland getting ready to go at it. So something's going to give tonight, the battle of the unbeatens. Maryland with terrific offense behind their quarterback, Tagovailoa, and the Hawkeyes with one of the top defenses as far as the country is concerned. And what is going to happen tonight? And by the way, it's weird in my mind still to have this game on a Friday. I mean, whether it's Iowa or Iowa State or UNI or whomever, it's just... it's strange. It is just strange. I cannot imagine what the players are going through and the coaching staffs, et cetera, all of the personnel for the teams are going through. It's just weird. It's just a different vibe out there. Do you agree, Mark?
Yeah, it's a different routine, that's for sure. But for these guys, they played high school football on Friday nights. I don't know. You'd have to ask them whether it's tremendously different, but, for Maryland, it's the second time in three games it is played on a Friday night. Played Friday night against Illinois and now tonight against the Iowa Hawkeyes. And, yeah, something's got to give tonight.
And we'll see what that is. And you can let us know what you think we'll give tonight. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Phone lines as well at 319-366-1600. 366-1600, 7:05 kickoff, FS1. Tim Brando, Spencer Tillman will be on the call tonight. Second consecutive game that they have called the Hawkeyes. They were in Iowa City for Iowa and Colorado State last weekend. Very good slate of games around college football starting tonight with Iowa and Maryland. A couple other games tonight as well, a few other games tonight as well. Houston and Tulsa will go at it tonight in Oklahoma. And do not sleep on this one. I told you this earlier today, Mark. Do not sleep on 13th-rated BYU having to go on the road to take on Utah State. A pretty decent Utah State team tonight at 3-1. That's going to be a tussle for BYU tonight.
Yeah, BYU ranked 13th in the country, and it will be a tussle. It actually got started last night. I really... pretty good game, Virginia beating Miami 30-28. And as you outlined, headlined by Iowa Maryland, 3 pretty good games tonight.
2-3, the U right now, and not in good stead. Iowa, Maryland, your thoughts, 319-366-1600. What's the number one thing you're looking for tonight from either one of these two teams?
To me, it's the offense of Maryland, quarterback by Tagovailoa, and a couple of dynamic receivers, an okay running game. It'll be a challenge for Iowa's defense, but is this the biggest challenge of the year? And we're going to find out. I mean, remember, Iowa had to go to Iowa State in a very high-powered offense with 20 returning starters. That wasn't easy. And we thought Indiana, who's kind of fallen off the ledge here with Michael Penix Jr. at quarterback, he looked skittish in that opener. But that was a team that had a lot of offensive weapons as well. So we'll see if this is the best offense that the Hawkeyes have played. And it'll be a challenge for the defense, but it's a challenge that I think they could be up to.
Maryland without perhaps their top defensive player tonight, already ruled out of the ball game. So we'll see what impact that has between the Terps and the Hawkeyes. Can the Iowa offensive line and the Iowa defensive line impose their will? Can they create havoc? The defensive line create havoc, the offensive line impose their will. I also think you're going to see a little bit more cohesion as far as an offensive line number one unit, as far as the Hawkeyes are concerned. I think you're going to see whomever it is. I just don't think you're going to see as much rotation up front that you have seen in the first 4 weeks as far as this offensive line is concerned. I think Brian Ferentz, Kirk Ferentz, and everybody, I think they're going to come up with maybe the six guys that they believe are the best six, and they're going to throw them out there starting tonight.
It's a big question mark for this Iowa football team, ranked fifth in the country right now. That is the offensive line. Iowa only rushed for 50-some yards against Colorado State. I mean, that's not going to cut it. Plus protection for Spencer Petras. You need to defend the edges and block the edges and make some things happen along the way. And perhaps there's a few more goodies in Brian Ferentz's bag of tricks. We'll see. But it just comes down to basic execution. And up to this point, the Iowa offensive line has not been great.
But I think they have the possibility to get better. And if history has been a guide for us, the Iowa offensive line will get better through the year. And that's why you're stretching that, Scott, aren't you? That's kind of the way it is for the Iowa. That's kind of the way it is for most college football teams out there. But I think especially as far as Iowa football is concerned, and we've seen that over the 20-plus years that Kirk Ferentz has been the head coach.
Yeah, and we have to remember, too, that two of the starters pegged to start the season, Justin Brett and Kyler Schott, have been ailing, have been out of the lineup, are very limited. Kirk Ferentz told us this week they're coming along, they're getting closer, whether they can play 30 snaps, 40 snaps, even if that. We'll see. It's forced Connor Colby from Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, into the lineup. Got a freshman, Mason Richmond, at left tackle. Not a lot of experience. It comes down to the leadership of Tyler Linderbaum to bring that group together.
319-366-1600. Text line available. What do you think, Iowa, Maryland, coming up tonight? What are you folks looking for as far as some of the keys? What do you think is going to happen as far as this game is concerned? Tonight, there is always concern when you line up against someone that has a talent of Maryland, if you're the Iowa fan base out there and the Iowa football team. And I think it is justified tonight, certainly. Iowa has had problems with athletic, mobile quarterbacks in the past. Now, you mentioned Michael Penix. It was not the 2020 Michael Penix in that opener for Indiana. And quite frankly, I don't think Penix is still there as far as coming off the knee surgery of a year ago. But we have seen Iowa struggle with quarterbacks that can get out of the pocket. Last week, as a matter of fact, Colorado State's quarterback.
First half.
Yeah, he made Iowa pull out their hair sometimes in the first half, especially as far as that football game with quarterback draws. Do not think that Maryland did not look at that on what can we say, tape, film? What are we supposed to say now, Mark? On film, tape? There's no film anymore. Tape, whatever. They were looking at it on video. Video, thank you. Video, Mark. They were looking at it on video. And they know exactly how to attack Iowa. But I think Phil Parker is going to come up with something. And this is a defense that Maryland has not seen as of yet. Even West Virginia, good team, gave Oklahoma all the trouble they wanted last Saturday night in Norman. But this is a defense that is very stellar, among the top as far as the country is concerned.
It is for sure. On the text line, Matt in Fairfax weighing in. He's a tad nervous. They've got a good wide receiver group, and we have to be able to score offensively. And that's a good point. We know about Iowa's defense, which has held, 25, 26 straight opponents to under 25 points. Can Iowa score that many? That's a very valid point by Matt in Fairfax.
Very true.
Ryan in Walford, you want to go with him?
Yeah, Ryan in Walford says we will find out a ton tonight if the Hawks are worthy of the number 5 ranking. Not sure many people pegged Iowa as a 4-0 team. I don't think so either, coming into the game. If Iowa controls the time of possession and the field position, they come out of College Park at 5-0. I think Ryan is right on. Iowa needs to keep Tagovailoa off the football field, and they need. But you take a look at it. Yes, Maryland's got terrific receivers. Demas is going to be a big time pro. The latest Maryland wide receiver to be a big time pro, as a matter of fact. Tagovailoa probably the most hyped quarterback. Since some guy named Esiason was at Maryland. I'm going back, or Frank Reich. One of those two guys. Take your pick, Boomer Esiason or Frank Reich. Give it a Google, kids. But has the wide receiver core seen a defensive secondary like Iowa so far?
Good point. 98-42 is a little nervous as well. What kind of Iowa team shows up? And on the other hand, if Maryland was an SEC team that was 4-0, they'd be ranked.
Maryland's going to be ranked tonight if they pull the upset off. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
You know what? They played Howard, Kent State, which, granted, Iowa did as well. Illinois, a bottom feeder in the Big Ten. And
West Virginia.
West Virginia, which committed 4 or 5 turnovers in that opener. And Maryland won by 6. So you may be right, 98-42. We'll see tonight.
81-86, talking about turnovers as well as we talk and preview Iowa, Maryland here in the gym class here on KGYM, presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. 81-86 says 2 turnovers, either picks or fumbles, and Goodson gets 100 yards. Hawks win.
Another good point.
Iowa has to run the ball. If Iowa does not run the ball and they have to turn it over to Spencer Petras, who knows how it's all going to play out. Iowa has to get off to a good start as well, and I think that is paramount this year as far as the Iowa football team is concerned. Yes, they did not offensively as last week against Colorado State, and we're behind at halftime. But Colorado State, with all due respect, they are not Maryland. They are not a Big Ten team, upper echelon Big Ten team on the road. I'm not sure that Iowa fans want to see how this offense is equipped to come back from a 2-score deficit.
And I'm thinking about a couple other things. And number one, this is a huge stage for Maryland. And Iowa's been on the big stage multiple times. Is it too big a stage, or can Maryland handle it? A lot being made of wearing all black uniforms tonight, and probably a raucous crowd, as raucous as it can get at Maryland. But I wonder if the stage is too big for Maryland right now. Another aspect of this is Iowa has not played at Maryland since 2014. So no player on this Iowa team has ever gone to that site or this site tonight. And the final variable is Mike Locksley, who's done wonderful things at Maryland, been in big games at Alabama and elsewhere. The stage is not too big for him, I don't think. Speaking of the players, actually.
Yeah, Locksley has been through it all when he was a coordinator down with Alabama. 1156 says their team speed concerns me, much like basketball concerns last spring. Ralph in Riverside, Hawks smash Maryland in the mouth and send the East Coast softies to the locker room with an L. What do you really think, Ralph? Thank you. Appreciate that. Ralph's always fun. 319-366-1600 is more thoughts coming in on the text line, Mark.
0835, I think the offense will show up tonight. Iowa passing game showed a lot of promise last weekend. I think the defense will be ready to stop the passing game. It's all about Iowa passing game tonight, though. Iowa 27-17. 17-31. Petras is going to have to be a quarterback tonight. Iowa needs to win by double digits to prove top five worthiness. And I think they do.
You bring up a good point, 17-31. And that is the fact that it's, and we've talked about this before, but in the age of the college football playoff, et cetera, every week is a beauty pageant. And you can't go in to a pretty decent team's building and only win by one or two anymore. And coaches will tell you, I mean, they don't care. They're happy to just to get out of there with a win. I don't think there's a coach in America that would not agree with that. But that's not the way the pollsters and basically in this social media circus world that we live in right now, if you don't win by double digits, then it is considered kind of an ugly win, et cetera, et cetera. It all harkens back to that day when Penn State at Illinois, some, what, 20 years ago, Mark, let off the gas pedal and only won by a couple of points and cost them a national championship that particular year. But I think Kirk Ferentz, I know Kirk Ferentz would take a 1 or 2 point victory tonight.
No question about it. And when you think about it, last week was not the prettiest of victories for Iowa, a 10-point win over Colorado State. But it didn't hurt Iowa in the polls. Part of that was what happened to other teams. But Iowa, favored by 23.5, won by 10, didn't hurt them a bit.
319-366-1600-0050 bluntly puts it, Iowa wins another boring, horrible game. And again, I don't think Kirk Ferentz cares whether it's a pretty game, a pretty victory, or an ugly victory out there. 67-14, Iowa hasn't seen a defense like Maryland score at least 30, win by 14. And the D-line has to set the tone early tonight, according to 0945 out of the 563 area code in northeast Iowa.
I'm going to be interested to see if Maryland's defense is all that it's cracked up to be. We talked about Brandon Jennings, leading tackler on the team as a freshman linebacker. He is out. He was actually replacing the starter out of the chute this season. So they're down to their third linebacker at that position. As Jeff Ehrman of 24/7 Sports told us yesterday, he believes the strength of this defense is in the defensive backfield. But he didn't speak too glowingly about the front seven.
Leo reminds us, Leo in Iowa City, that 10 points is still double digits. True. Very true. 319-366-1600. Iowa, Maryland coming up tonight. Getting the Big Ten off and running as far as the weekend of games is concerned. Coming up tomorrow in the Big Ten, you've got Illinois with a non-conference battle against Charlotte. Oh, 3-1 Charlotte. Pretty good football team coming into Memorial Stadium. Could it be another long afternoon for Brett Bielema? We'll have to wait and see. We have this game tomorrow morning at 10:30 for you here on KGYM. All four of our frequencies, number 14, Michigan, taking on the trademark, Graham Mertz and Wisconsin tomorrow. We'll pick that game coming up in about 15, 20 minutes, Mark.
And Mertz is going to have to be a whole lot better than what he was at Notre Dame, that's for sure. Or his trademark value will go down even more.
Those sales racks of T-shirts. He was booed in Chicago and, well, Wisconsin and Mertz, I think. The offense booed. Might be booed tomorrow in Madison. We'll have to wait and see. Which of these teams show up tomorrow at 11 o'clock on the Big Ten Network? Minnesota goes to West Lafayette to take on Purdue. Good luck handicapping that game, America.
Yeah.
We are not picking that one, Mark. Thank you.
There's a reason for that, Scott.
Poor Rutgers has to start off on the road at Michigan and at home to Ohio State for Greg Schiano. They get the Buckeyes. Also on the Big Ten Network tomorrow afternoon for a 2:30 kickoff. Tomorrow night, we've got this game for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Indiana goes to Happy Valley to take on Penn State. And that is a 6 o'clock pregame, 6:35 with the kickoff for that one. Northwestern goes to Lincoln tomorrow night to take on Nebraska. And Michigan State steps out of conference tomorrow night. They will take on Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, coming up in East Lansing tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I'm very interested in that Michigan-Wisconsin game. Wisconsin can't afford to lose a third game, I wouldn't think. That would be the second one in the conference. Michigan has played pretty well recently. We're not going to know until we hear what Dave Alec has to say about this game. He's done all the research.
True.
Right?
We'll hear from Dave in about 10, 15 minutes or so. 0835, before we get ready for an Emil Sideway scoreboard and a break here on the Gym Class. My opinion, I don't think Iowa offense has showed everything they have in the tank. I kind of think they held back for the Big Ten slate, and I think it will show tonight, says 0835. We'll find out. We will find out indeed. All right, it is time for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall behind the Taco John's. Scoreboard for a Friday, Mark.
Major League Baseball stadium's quiet right now. No afternoon games. We will have the Twins playing at Kansas City, 6:30 p.m. on 107.5, the Gym OT, tonight as the Major League Baseball season nears a finish. Bryson DeChambeau, PGA Tour player, Ryder Cup champion, is into the finals of the National Long Drive Championships out in Nevada. He is in the final 16 out of 80, and that competition will come up a little bit later. Sanderson Farms Classic out in Mississippi. Will Zalatoris is your leader after a 61 today, Scott.
It's not costing me money now.
Cedar Rapidi and Zach Johnson is going to have to get hot and get hot quickly because he is plus one for the tournament, even par for the day through 10 holes, and five shots off the cut line. So not a good start for Zach. Finally, former Cedar Rapids LaSalle football coach Tom Kopatich won a couple state championships at LaSalle. Tonight, he will have this field at Ottumwa's Schaefer Stadium named after him. He is the longest tenured coach in Ottumwa history, and he will get that honor tonight as Ottumwa takes on Cedar Rapids Jefferson.
Awesome. Great for a great coach in Tom Kopatich. Wherever he went, by the way, he won. And one big. So congratulations to Tom as far as that honor is concerned. Of course, Iowa and Maryland coming up tonight. You'll hear comments from Kirk Ferentz on Tuesday about that and the upcoming Penn State game. It is Coach's Cuts. It is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions online at ncsei.com. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. That will come up on Tuesday during the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. Today it's Alex and Spencer taking you from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. A lot of Iowa Maryland talk. Basically a Before the Boom along with our program here today, getting you ready for the kickoff of Iowa and Maryland. We'll take a break, come back. We'll take a look at the rest of the college football schedule, the Big 12, Iowa State and Kansas, and more. When we return after this, you're listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
There's a hidden treasure on the banks of Squaw Creek. Edith Lucille's Bait Shack and Wing Depot, serving up down-home meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Try their Friday night special of seasoned prime rib that's been smoking all day long. Or give their Saturday night special, smoked barbecue brisket, a try. For great food and hospitality in a rustic, family-friendly atmosphere, come to Edith Lucille's Bait Shack and Wing Depot. Carry out is also available. Find their menu at BaitShackFun.com.
Become a weekend warrior at BetMGM. King of the Weekend is a free-to-play challenge where you can win up to $50,000 for correctly picking the highest-scoring pro football teams during the weekend. Simply log into your account and find the King of the Weekend contest in your promotion section. Then, pick the six teams you think will score the most points from the selected games. $1,000 will go to the top entry each week. And if you guess all six in the right order, the grand prize of $50,000 could be yours. Plus, hundreds of dollars in free bets will be awarded to players who come close to a perfect score. Go to your account and try the King of the Weekend free-to-play game. New to BetMGM? Download the app today and make weekend football even better. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why WeatherShield windows are only sold at local trusted independent dealers, not at big box stores. WeatherShield never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship. Alexander Lumber is proud to be a WeatherShield dealer. Visit them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Hungry but don't feel like going out? Try Chomp, the corridor's favorite way to order takeout or delivery from local restaurants. To order, just go to chomp.delivery or download the Chomp app. Local restaurants plus local delivery? That's what Chomp is all about. When you place your order, use code BOOM21 at checkout to save 10% off your food total. Chomp is the corridor's quick, reliable, and local delivery service. Happy chomping. Order now at chomp.delivery or download the Chomp app.
Join KGYM Scott Unesh and Mark Dukes Monday through Friday at 3 for The Gym Class, presented by DuPaco. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being.
And we are presented each and every day here on The Gym Class by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at DuPaco.com. Scott and Mark with you as we will have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. Been talking Iowa and Maryland and much more in the college football world, of course. Coming up, we told you about the Big Ten schedule for tomorrow. The Big 12 highlighted, I guess, by Iowa State and Kansas coming up tomorrow night. Certainly a game, Mark, that Iowa State cannot stub its toe. And I don't think there's anyone in the free world that believes Iowa State can possibly lose to a Kansas team that is better. They are better, but they do not have the talent level that Iowa State has on the football field.
No, that's for sure. And, Scott, I've actually changed my pick for the upcoming Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. I'm not going to say who I pick originally, but I will reveal my pick when it comes my turn as the panel gathers. So, just wanted to throw that out there for you. We do have a ranked matchup in the Big 12 tomorrow, Baylor and Oklahoma State. That's a night game at Boone Pickens Stadium. Maybe a sneaky good game, Oklahoma against Kansas State at Bill Snyder Family Stadium.
It is. K-State lost to Oklahoma State last week in their first real big challenge, and they really need this one. Iowa State, I think, is going to be a big Kansas State fan coming up tomorrow. I'm going to be interested to see what Baylor's got in the tank after beating Iowa State, having to go on the road and taking on a rated team. Really like Oklahoma State in that game. I liked TCU going into the year, and they have been disappointing so far. A lot of injuries, and the defense has not been what Gary Patterson thought it would be. Do they get it going against Texas, who threw a 70-burger up last Saturday against Texas Tech, who has to go to Morgantown tomorrow to take on West Virginia? So that's the Big 12 slate coming up tomorrow. Top 25, there's some good games coming up tomorrow. Get started early. Arkansas, are they for real? They go between the hedges to take on the Georgia Bulldogs tomorrow at Sanford Stadium in Athens. That is an early start. How about number 24, Wake Forest? Yes, the Demon Deacons, Mark, are in the top 25. They host Louisville tomorrow. That will be in Winston-Salem. Cincinnati, Notre Dame, we're going to pick. Another big test for the Irish, and Cincinnati with another test, certainly, after going to Indiana and beating a Big Ten team on the road earlier this year.
Yeah, matchup of top 10 ranked teams, and this is one of the games I've circled on what I want to see on Saturday. What can Cincinnati give to Notre Dame and vice versa?
And then a game that's going to be very interesting tomorrow afternoon as well in the SEC. It'll be top-rated Alabama. They will take on number 12, Ole Miss. And Ole Miss, of course, featuring the best player in America, Matt Corral, that you do not know about. Can I say that confidently? Could be the top.
If you believe it.
Could be the
if
top.
You believe it,
yeah.
It.
Could be the top quarterback taken. We'll see how it all plays out. But that's coming up tomorrow. I will pick that one as well. I'm not going to talk too much about it until we actually make the pick on it. But that should be an interesting and entertaining game. And then for Cajun Troy, we've got Auburn at LSU coming up tomorrow night at Death Valley. And we'll see how that one plays out. Auburn, last we saw, they were just trying to get by Georgia State in the sandwich game of all sandwich games between Penn State and Auburn, or Penn State and LSU, rather. And we'll see if it's more Auburn-like coming up. And then 18th-rated Fresno State tomorrow night has to go all the way to the islands to take on the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors in a very late game tomorrow night and Sunday morning.
Yeah, always a tough assignment going to Hawaii, right?
Always a tough assignment. Well, to win, yes. Remember when Iowa used to go out there a few times?
Oh, yeah. I remember a game Rick Bayless had to score a late touchdown.
Yep.
To beat the Rainbow Warriors. It's unless you treat it as a business trip, it could be a problem.
Did they ever let you go out to Hawaii?
No.
You didn't make it.
I've never been to Hawaii for a football game or any other reason. If I have a work anniversary coming up here and someone wants to send me that way, I'm open to it.
Yeah, Hayden would always, Hayden frequently would play games like that. He loved those games at the Meadowlands or Hawaii or whatever the case may be. There were some very crazy ones, the early season games. The week zero games, I guess we can call them now, akin to the week zero games. But back then, like kickoff classics and things like that.
Yeah, that was a dandy that I attended out in New York when Iowa played Tennessee, and I think that game ended up in a tie.
Was that the infamous intercepted pitch?
Yeah, and it was famous also because Hayden Fry used three quarterbacks in that game. McGuire, Paholski, and Hartley.
Yes, he did. Yes.
All played in that game.
Yeah. If you have three quarterbacks, you do not have one quarterback. I think we can safely say that now. All right, 3:39. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, and Dave will join us. We will have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you coming up, so stay tuned. More to come on the Gym Class right after this here on KGYM.
Touchdown! Two Dogs Pub is the perfect place to watch all your sports, especially Hawkeye football. With a full menu 10 till close for the whole family, plus breakfast from 10 to 1, you can't go wrong. Wings, burgers, appetizers, and more? Your belly will be as happy as your football brain. Need another day of football? Stop in Sunday for a burger, brew, and Sunday NFL ticket. Great food and all your sports at Two Dogs Pub. Look for their new patio opening in spring. For hours and more info, see twodogspub.com.
The Iowa Secretary of State wants you to be a voter in the November 2nd city and school election. Here are some important dates to remember. If you want to vote by mail, you'll need to request your ballot by Monday, October 18th, and return it to your county auditor by November 2nd. You can vote in person at your county auditor through November 1st, and polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. For more info, visit voterready.iowa.gov. Sponsored by the Iowa Secretary of State's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Buying a car can be a bumpy ride. You need to get financing from a lender, insurance from an agency, and complete the purchase at a dealership. But Navy Federal Credit Union's fully loaded car buying experience makes car buying smooth. That's because there's everything you need to buy, finance, protect, and enjoy your dream car. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/car buying. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
Back with you on the gym class at 341, 98-43, reminding us, Mark, Iowa lost both times they played at the Meadowlands.
Did Iowa lose to Tennessee? Maybe by one, then. It wasn't a tie. Yeah, something like that.
We have a friend of ours who could probably let us know.
We do.
Two of them, as a matter of fact, that followed the Tennessee Volunteers. Forgot about one. 319-366-1600. Thank you for the text. Appreciate it. Iowa, Maryland coming up in about 2.5 hours. More on the Hawks and the Terps with Alex and Spencer coming up next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here this evening. And then we've got the Twins coming up tonight. And is that a 7 o'clock start? I know the Twins are in Kansas City coming up tonight.
And, yep, 6:30 on 107.5.
Okay, very good. Our final Twins broadcast of the year before they close up shop over the weekend. Dave Alec joining us now for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on 1st Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall behind Taco John's. And Dave is going to pick games with Mark and myself. And later on, we will ask you out there, our listener, if you have not been a contestant over the last month, to give us a call at 319-366-1600 and hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if your picker has the best weekend, you get a $25 gift card to Emil's. It is that easy out there. Dave, I unseated you last week. And
Congratulations. Scott.
And as people remind me every once in a while, yes, a squirrel, yes, whatever. Anyway.
Dave, do you have any plans tonight?
I'll be watching the game.
That was a loaded.
The deli tray has been prepared and ready to go.
Food is not a problem.
Good food is not a problem. Indeed. All right, Mark, I was the winner last week, and we'll see how it goes this week.
You were the winner. We currently trail Dave by 5 games in the season standings. We need to make hay. We'll start with you, Scott, and the first game is Michigan at Wisconsin. The Wolverines favored by 1.5.
Remind me again who's quarterbacking Wisconsin. Oh, Graham Mertz, the trademark. Wisconsin, just until they show that they can have a dominant running attack again, They're not going to be able to pass the football. I think Michigan's got a pretty darn good team, and I'm going to throw the 1.5 for the road favorite. I'm going to take Mr. Harbaugh and the Wolverines tomorrow at Camp Randall.
I'm surprised the spread is as low as it is, and you're quite right about Mertz. He was awful at Notre Dame, and it's very surprising that Wisconsin doesn't have much, if any, of a running game, but the Badgers do have the number two defense in the country. Defense, home game, give me Wisconsin. Dave.
The odds makers are telling us something here. The road team has no turnovers and is undefeated. The home team has 9 turnovers and 2 defeats and is favored. Wisconsin has given up a total of 75 yards rushing this year, however, and they are giving up a total of 1 yard per rushing attempt. The Badgers have the number one rushing defense and the number two overall defense in the country. With their season on the line, I think Wisconsin wins this game.
All right, you just lost the game, Scott.
Yeah, I probably did. What? Hang my hat on Harbaugh? Yeah, that was my fault.
Game number two, and I am batting leadoff. It is Arkansas at Georgia. Arkansas getting 18.5 points. Guys, I really like this Georgia team. I think it could win a national championship. But Arkansas, undefeated to this point, I just think it's too many points. Arkansas on 18.5. Dave.
The Cinderella season for Arkansas continued last week with their tough win over Texas A&M. The Razorbacks sacked the Aggie quarterback 3 times, and he was hurried 9 times. Arkansas head coach Sam Pittman is a former Georgia assistant, and he has covered 11 of his first 14 games and 9 of 12 as an underdog. Give me the Hogs and all those points.
I told you the best player in America you've not heard of. The second best player that you have never heard of is Arkansas quarterback KJ Jefferson. Very, very good. But can Arkansas put back-to-back games together after knocking off Texas A&M last week at Jerry World? Georgia's defense is amazing. And between the hedges, Arkansas is a good team. But again, I'm either going to be down 2 or up 2 because I'm taking the Dogs and throwing the 18.5.
Okay, game 3, and Dave is batting leadoff. A dandy of a game in South Bend, Cincinnati at Notre Dame. Cincinnati giving the home team 2.5 points.
Notre Dame has won 5 straight games as a home underdog. The Irish are 7-0, their last 7 games at home against the spread against teams ranked in the top 25. Notre Dame is a 4-0 team with flaws, but they have played a tougher schedule and appear to be improving on defense. Be careful betting against the Irish as a home dog. The odds makers made them underdogs last week, and the same thing may be happening this week. Give me the Irish to cover the spread.
I'm with Dave. I'm not so sure Notre Dame might not be starting the wrong guy. Drew Pine came in and was terrific after Jack Cohn got injured last week. And Cohn is listed as number one going into the game this week. We'll have to wait and see. But I like Notre Dame. I think they could win this one by double digits.
Guys, I rewatched the movie Rudy the other night. Don't ask me why, but it was on, and I love the story. It's an underdog story, of course, as you guys know. And while Cincinnati is not an underdog here, it's a really good story, as was Rudy. I'm going to play the hunch and go with Cincinnati in this game.
So you set us all up, and then you take the rug out from underneath us and take
Cincinnati. I got to gain some ground here, Scott.
All right.
Game four, Ole Miss. Going to Alabama, and you guys know who Ole Miss's coach is. Mississippi getting 14.5 points at Alabama, Scott.
Corral is good, but Mississippi has not seen anything like they're going to see coming up in T-Town on Saturday. Roll Tide in a big way. I'm taking Alabama.
Well, I'm going to either gain ground or fall further behind because Mississippi is a good football team. And I'm banking on the fact that I don't think Alabama is quite as good as it has been, although it's very good. I understand that. But if you give me 14 and a hook, I'll take Mississippi. Dave.
Taking a look at last year's game between these two at Ole Miss, the game was tied at 42 early in the fourth quarter before the Tide busted the game open and won 63-48 as 23-point favorites. The Rebels' defense appears to be much improved, and this will be a true test. Alabama's invincibility was tested in their 31-29 win at Florida. Ole Miss is for real. They are 7-0 against the spread their last seven games with all teams with a winning record. I'll take the Rebels and all those points.
All right, game five will be in Ames. Kansas traveling to Iowa State, and Kansas getting 34.5 points. And I bat leadoff. Scott, I told you before the show I was going to go with Kansas because it's a slug of points. But Kansas has allowed 45 or more points three times in four games this year. And I think it's going to be much the same in Ames tomorrow. So I switched my pick to Iowa State, and I'll throw the points.
Baylor beat Kansas at home 45-7. Iowa State lost to the Bears on the road 31-29. Now the Cyclones return home to the friendly confines, much to the dismay of the Jayhawks. Kansas is coming to town at the wrong time. The Iowa State seniors are coming to the much-needed rescue. This will be their best game of the year. Cyclones in a romp.
I agree with you in the Cyclones in a romp, but I don't think they romp to the score of 5 touchdowns. I think it's more like a 25-28 point victory. Kansas is a little bit better. I will take those 34.5 points and roll with the Jayhawks.
All right, last game and the tiebreaker. Dave, you're going to bat a leadoff on this pick. It is tonight's game, Iowa at Maryland. The Hawkeyes giving 3.5 points. And if you will, Dave, also give your choice for a tiebreaker, and that is Iowa and Maryland combined total offensive yards in this game.
Thank you for that tiebreaker, Mark. Maryland has looked impressive in their 4-0 start. And this matchup features Maryland's wide receivers against an Iowa secondary that has accounted for 5 of Iowa's 6 interceptions. The Terp receivers have opened up their offense. Maryland will challenge Iowa downfield, and they are capable of winning defensively. Their defense is allowing only 14.3 points per game and have given up only 2 passing touchdowns this season. Iowa has only 5 touchdowns and 11 red zone trips this year. Iowa is 13-1 in their last 14 games as a favorite of 4 points or less. I see this as a close game that Iowa pulls out by a full field goal or less. Give me Maryland and that hook. And total offense for both teams, 850 yards.
Wow.
It is myself, correct?
Yes.
I like a lot of Maryland's strengths go up against a lot of Iowa strengths in this one. If Iowa can keep Tagovailoa I can't say in the pocket the whole time, but if they can contain him, and with the Iowa defense and with the secondary, I like the Hawks on the road here, and I'm not going quite as high offense as Dave. I'm going to go 7-11. I don't know where I came up with 7-11. Am I thinking Vegas today? I don't know, but I'm going 7-11, Mark.
Yeah, it's a huge game for Maryland, and I think we've spoken about how big a stage this is for the Terrapins. This is Iowa's first visit to this venue since 2014, so none of the players have ever been there. I think Maryland's schedule has not been what Iowa's has been. Iowa having faced Indiana and Iowa State out of the chute, and Maryland kind of struggling to beat a good West Virginia team and an Illinois team. So I'm going to ride with the Hawks, not 100% confident, but I'm going to take Iowa, and I think it's going to be more of a defensive game, 555 total yards.
All right. I differ with Dave on five games, so this is going to be make-or-break week for yours truly. Just throwing that out there. All right. We need three contestants right now. Give us a call. Give Andrew a call at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Hit your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. Dave, always appreciate it, and eat heartily and have a good time tonight watching the game.
Thanks for having me.
All right. 319-366-1600. Andrew will take your name, your number, and the hometown you are from. 5 out of 6, Mark. I differ with Dave. That is usually a recipe for disaster.
Maybe for one of you. I don't know. It could be go back and forth and not as bad as you think, but it's going to be interesting to watch. Keep in mind, folks, I have not won in the first 4 weeks, so I know where I'm landing in your choices.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. Andrew is going to get the information from our three contestants coming up. So you and I both like Iowa. What are you thinking as far as the final score is concerned?
I think it's going to be more in the 24-20 range, something like that. And that would allow Iowa to cover. I think it's going to be more of a defensive game than anything. I think people are fooled by all the numbers that Maryland has put up. Don't mean to discount that offense, but it has not faced the defense, the quality of Iowa's as yet.
24-16.
All right.
Don't ask me how Maryland gets to 16, but I'm going to stick with 24-16. we shall see. Friday Night Football. That is the college variety. Of course, week 6 of the high school football season around the state of Iowa. Hopefully the rain will hold off. More importantly, hopefully the lightning will hold off tonight around so we don't have any delays or anything like that. John and I will be out at Kingston Stadium. The big top 10 matchup, unbeaten number 2 Kennedy taking on once beaten number 7 Cedar Falls coming up tonight. And we'll have it at 7:15 on CRM Live Sports tonight on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Again, that's at 7:15. Jack's little brother, pretty good, by the way.
Jack Campbell, huh? Jack Campbell's brother?
Drew Campbell, only a sophomore, 5 sacks, one of the state's leaders through the first 6 games. And he's a chip off the old block, so we'll see him tonight. Good team, Cedar Falls. So you got him, and then you got Ben Jacobson's son as the quarterback with Hunter Jacobson. So good football team for Cedar Falls, and we'll have that tonight at 7:15. Mark, you and Spencer will be here on Monday. I will rejoin you on Tuesday, and have a great weekend, and we'll talk.
We will. Spencer and I will rehash the Iowa game and the weekend that was. Looking forward to working with Spencer coming up Monday.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Stay tuned. Alex and Spencer taking you from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock tonight.
You're in a race against time, and the days aren't getting any longer. This fall, choose professionally powerful Echo outdoor power equipment to tackle the toughest cleanup jobs. Echo blowers, chainsaws, and string